With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Along with food aid, the ongoing government shutdown is impacting air travel, raising serious concerns as the travel-heavy holidays approach.
Vice President J.D. Vance has warned of a potential holiday meltdown if a government shutdown stretches into the busy Thanksgiving holiday travel season. Vance had a White House meeting with the CEOs of the major airlines, unions, and other aviation industry officials who are concerned that a continued shutdown into late November could lead to more employee absences, longer turmoil at airports, flight delays, and cancellation.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. President Trump is urging the Senate to do away with the filibuster so Republicans can bypass the Democrats and reopen the federal government. A sudden downpour dumped several inches of rain in less than a half hour, unleashed flash flooding across parts of the New York metro area yesterday, blamed for two deaths in the flooded basements of New York City. The storm toppled trees, brought down power lines, snarled mass transit, and wreaked havoc at the airports. Devastated by Hurricane Melissa, Jamaica is taking its first steps down the long road to recovery.
There are parts of the country that have been without water for several days, and food is growing increasingly scarce. In more positive news, aid supplies are beginning to come in more rapidly, with the airport in the capital Kingston largely back to normal. Smaller regional airports, however, remain only partly operational, and some are located near to where the humanitarian assistance is most needed. As such, aid agencies and the military are bringing in the urgently needed supplies from Kingston via road, many of which remain unpassable in places.
The BBC's Will Grant. Stocks higher on Wall Street so far this morning. The Dow is up 45 points. The Nasdaq ahead 309 points. This is SRN News. Christian relief groups are in the Caribbean.
Hurricane Melissa lashed Haiti and Jamaica this week, leaving dozens dead and a wide path of destruction. World Relief, Operation Blessing, and Samaritan's Purse are amongst the faith-based ministries responding to the disaster with food and other emergency supplies. Cuba has also been hard hit, and despite its hostility toward Christians, a Southern Baptist relief group is shipping in generators and other necessities as people begin the recovery process. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Alaska Supreme Court is weighing a case that's expected to determine who can provide abortions in the state. The court heard arguments this week in a 2019 case challenging the constitutionality of a law that states only a doctor licensed by the state's medical board can perform abortions in Alaska. The statute dates to the 1970s. It was struck down as unconstitutional by a superior court judge last year. This is SRN News. This story lends a whole new meaning to the phrase, have a seat.
Spanish police have arrested seven people suspected of stealing 1,100 chairs from outdoor seating areas at bars and restaurants in Madrid over a two-month time frame. Now, authorities estimate the stolen property worth nearly $70,000, the suspects facing charges of theft and belonging to a criminal organization. They allegedly sold the chairs in Spain, Morocco, and Romania. Jason Walker reporting.
Silicon Valley chipmaker NVIDIA is planning to supply its graphics processing units for projects with the South Korean business community and the government aimed at advancing the country's artificial intelligence infrastructure. The government and the companies announced the plan after South Korea's president met today with NVIDIA's chief executive. More details, SRNNews.com.